This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here, exposing the secrets of the left. That's right, we're talking about secrecy today. In all secrets, there's a kind of guilt, however beautiful or joyful they may be, and for what good end they may be set to serve. Secrecy means evasion, and evasion means a problem to the moral mind. Gilbert Parker said that, and he's right. Even if you're keeping a fun secret, there's still something bad about it. It may eventually make somebody happy, but there's a bad karma around it. I don't know how to describe it. I think you get what I'm saying. Talking about secrets, Barack Obama making secret, you know, hey, I'm going to have this talk over at MIT, but I want it to be secret. I don't want anybody to record it. I talked about it on TV the other day, and they said, well, Kevin, in full disclosure, George Bush asked for somebody not to do a secret, and I went, well, it was wrong. George Bush says, I'm going to speak to a group of people. I don't want anybody to say anything about it. He's wrong. If I speak to a group of conservatives at a conservative event, it's recorded. I don't go in and go, listen, guys, I'm going to be telling some secrets here about what I don't want done. You can record it. You can put it out to other people. The reason for that is because we should be very open with what we want to accomplish. Is what you want to accomplish right or is it wrong? Because if it's right, it doesn't need to be a secret. If it's wrong, it can be a secret. It can be done behind closed doors. And look, I've already told you guys, I don't want to know everything about you. I get it. You got a wart on your tush or maybe you got a tail. I don't know. But some things I don't need to know. You can have your privacy. But when it comes to secrets, that's a little more dangerous. People equate patents with secrecy. Here's an interesting story. Patents were actually designed to overcome secrecy. That's why the formula for Coca-Cola was never patented. Are you aware of that? Coca-Cola's formula is a trade secret, and it's outlasted patents by more than 80 years. Had they patented it, it would be available after 17, I think. They say, no, it's a trade secret. It's the formula, it's a recipe for us. We're not patenting it. Because then people go, huh, I'm going to look at the patent, and I'm going to look at ways to overcome it. I'm going to, you know, now you could reverse engineer Coke if you want. I don't know if Pepsi did that. I don't know if anybody, maybe that's what all the cola companies did. But they don't know the patent. They don't know how Coke did it. Because Coke says, we're not going to explain that to you. Just know this. We have a trade secret. That's how they've kept it. They didn't look to, you know, bind the idea around something. They just said, no, it's our thing. I don't know why I decided to flip that in there with the secret stuff. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit. We're living in a world where a guy like Barack Obama, one of the most secret people on the planet, said he was transparent, not transparent. We became president saying he was going to open up a world of transparency, didn't, left the presidency, and he still doesn't want you to know what he's about. Who did he want to replace him? A woman who is full of secrets. If you knew all the stuff that Hillary Clinton did, you'd be scared to death of her. You probably already are, but it would be worse. She's full of secrets. Super secret server. Even people that worked with her said it was close to the vest. She didn't want outsiders. She was scared of communication and what people would say about her and things like this. She lived in a state of paranoia. Why? Because she's crooked to her rotten core. That's why. Donald Trump is a very much a contrast. The dude's like, you know, I bet you if you hung out with Donald Trump at his house, like just hanging around, he'd be like, man, make yourself at home. You know, if you need to do something, there's my office. You know how there are people that will lock their office from you? You know, keep you up. Donald Trump would be like, go, man. Do your thing. My house, mi casa, su casa. right? Anyway, there's so much going on in the world right now. Donald Trump's going to be running for president again. He just, talked about his new, but he's talking about his new campaign manager. He announced it. Now, here's what was interesting. Trump, he did something early on. I can't recall how he did it, but it was a strategically great move for him to do this. He actually did things in such a way that he pre-announced his candidacy. So while the Democrats are going to be, jockeying for who they're going to run, Trump's candidacy is already there, so he's going to get equal time all the way through the political process. I thought, what a brilliant thing to do. He's already fundraising for his campaign. He's not, from the moment Donald Trump got elected, he started the fundraising apparatus and everything. I'm just telling you, it is absolute brilliance what this guy does, how far ahead he thinks. And he's a novice at this. I told Democrats, the scariest thing for you, I've talked to a couple of them, I said, the scariest thing for you guys is the fact that Donald Trump did as much as he did, accomplished as much as he did in his first year as president, and he doesn't even know his job yet. That is a rock star. That's like you getting the NBA drafting the top player in the league, but thinking he's going to have to sit a couple years on the bench, maybe be a utility player. And he comes in the game and he's Michael freaking Jordan in his prime right off the bench. You're going, whoa. That's what we're dealing with. That's how good this guy is. It's shocking. I mean, there's hardly an area that Trump's tackling that isn't, one, accomplishing the mission of what America, make America great again and America first, number one, and number two, putting the Democrats on absolute tilt. I don't have time in this segment, but when we come back, I want to play a couple things that have to do with immigration. And I want you to listen to these people talking about how bad it is in immigration. And who are they actually? These are Democrats, hardcore leftists. And when you're listening to it, let me tell you what you're going to be thinking. He's talking about the Democrats. They can no longer make Trump the demon of immigration. They can no longer make Trump the demon of, Muslim resettlement, refugee resettlement. All right. He has managed to take it all off the plate. The demons are the leftists, the anti-Trumpers, the anti-Americans, all the media. These are the people that we're now looking at going, y'all are all suspect. What an amazing thing to have accomplished. Anyway, we'll be back in just a bit. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
The president on this course, he pulled the legal rug from underneath the dreamers and then cloaked his position on immigration in an ethnocentric, pro-European, pro-white agenda that will hurt America.
Buenos dias, Americanos.
That was Luis Gutierrez. Says, Trump ethnocentric, European-centric. Trump only wants white people in America. Doggone it. That Trump is a terrible racist. He keeps lowering unemployment for blacks, lowering unemployment for Latinos. Man, they're going to take away his white nationalist card here pretty soon. Welcome back, America. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find more of the Kevin Jackson Show, and I hope you will. For the record, if you're relying on Facebook to get to us, done. Not going to happen. They're not letting it happen. These people are shutting us down. You better get signed up with us. Either go to kevinjackson.us or go to kjradio.com and get on our list, because I'm telling you, the left is shutting us down. I predicted it. And it's because of people like Luis Gutierrez, who has essentially, if he had his way, America would be brown. America would be Mexico. Let me put it this way to all the people listening. If Mexico is so good, we would want to be like Mexico. We would be like, man, bring on the Mexicans. Now, we've got a whole crop of them here. And they are Americans. I'm talking about the ones legitimately here, born here, immigrated here the right way. They are legitimately American. I don't see Mexican American any more than I see African American, Irish American, or Russian American, or whatever. But if you think that we're going to cede our country over to you the way California has, I'm talking to Luis Gutierrez, he's crazy. These people are certifiably crazy. I mean, let's play the rest of that clip.
But the racists, and we must call them out for what they are, the racists who are driving immigration policy in the White House are defining the agenda for every House Republican and are shaping the brand of the Republican Party, not just as a party opposed to illegal immigration, but now as a party opposed to legal immigration. Not just as a party who doesn't want poor or Latin American immigrants, but doesn't want brown or black or anyone who isn't white in this country.
You believe any of that? See, this is what I love about the left. They've lost on the idea of immigration. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They've lost on this concept. Donald Trump has stolen this from them. You want to know why? Because it was never theirs to begin with. It wasn't to be stolen. The majority of conservative Americans, number one, we love immigrants. I don't know about you. I was doing a tour and a Pole, I think he was Russian or Polish or something. He was from a Eastern Bloc country. And he came to the gun store where me and Joe the plumber were. And he said to me in this very thick accent, I left my job to come meet you guys. He goes, it was amazing to meet with you. He goes, I'm a member here at this gun club. He goes, I knew you guys were coming. I left my job. He goes, I wanted to thank you for what you're doing. He says, these crazy people that want to live the way I've lived my life, it is ridiculous. This guy was probably 30 years old. Yep, guys, I'm telling you the honest to God truth. He was so American, so pro-America. I would trade this guy for all the leftists in this country in a New York minute. He talked about where he grew up, the confiscation of guns, how the government oppresses people. He went on. It was one of those things where it was like, why didn't I record him? God, was an amazing testimony. And he said, America, the way the left run it, it is headed for exactly what happened in his country. And he hadn't been there. He's probably been in America at the time about 5 years. He's been here probably 15 years now, and I hope he's running for, city council or something else. I'm just telling you, warmed my heart. And we have guys like Luis Gutierrez who wants people to believe that we don't like these folks. I love these immigrants. I have a buddy of mine who, Bosnian in St. Louis. He rehabs houses, came to America practically penniless. He's a millionaire now. He's less than 35 years old. Came here and went right to work. I can buy this house for $40,000 and rehab and sell it for $200,000? Done. And he went to work, man. He does beautiful work. All he needed was a shot. And there are millions of stories like that. These immigrants come here, they see America for what it is. And then the left bring their groups. These are the ones that want to drop babies here, get on the public dole, essentially leech off of the American taxpayer. And the left love these guys. They accuse you of not liking them. Now, and what's funny, I don't know if you noticed this, Luis Gutierrez knows he can no longer win on the idea of illegal immigration. So what's he do? He lumps them in and says, oh, wait, they don't like legal either. So now Trump, who wants to legalize what? 1.6 million and 1.8 million DACA kids, which the left is now, oh, no, we don't get everything we want. And so now, come May 5th, boop, they start falling off, unprotected. And you know what Trump's doing? He says to Sessions and the Department of Justice, you go get these criminals off the street, daring the left to thwart him. Yeah, I dare you. Tell people you don't want you want these people to stay on the street, these criminals. You guys saw the story where this lady warned all these
potential criminals in her city, that ICE was coming. She should be arrested. If there is justice in this country, that woman should be arrested. She should be kept in jail for a minimum of a year, maybe 2 years, and maybe that will discourage some of these other legislators from doing that. Federal government was exercising the law of the land, and this woman aids and abets MS-13 gang leaders and other criminals so that the people from ICE couldn't get them. How sick is that? How does she become a legislator in this country? And by the way, you better know there are people coming in behind her. She didn't do this willy-nilly. She did this because she has the support of the people there. What do you think that sends? What sign does that send to the rest of the country? How long before do you recognize California now? Do you look at them and you go, wow, what a great place to live and sane people and all this? These are people that will keep the streets unsafe, making them safe only for criminals while you suffer. These are people that say it's okay for somebody to give you a disease without you being pretty upset about it, a potentially life-altering disease. And this is a place that essentially says if you talk badly about somebody, give them the wrong pronoun, you could go to jail. If you shoot back at them, you could go to jail. You can't do it if you're a teacher. God forbid you actually want to protect students. You yourself, if you shoot back at them, they will probably get your house or your property. That's California. I don't know what to say about you guys in California. When are you going to wake up?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's fascinating to look at the possible landscape for this, Zach. When you go through people, Nate Silver, Soznik also saying that they can easily see, for all of the grief that has been thrown at this president, they can easily see a scenario where he could win again.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I think that's especially true, given that we know that the Russians are once again engaged in the campaign.
So you think it will be the Russians? if he wins again, it'll just be because it's those Russians involved again.
I think that the Russians played a significant role in electing him in 2016, and they're going to play a significant role in his campaign in 2020, which is why I think that Brad Parscale is such an interesting choice for this. I mean, he put together a digital campaign that was copied by the Russians. I mean, they did basically the exact same thing. They went in and targeted the same battleground states. They went in and targeted us to suppress minority voters. They ran an ad campaign that reached 126 million Americans. It was a huge multi-million dollar operation.
So, it was exactly what you do in politics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. That guy's name is Zach Pitkanis. I debated him on Harris Faulkner's show that comes on. It used to be outnumbered afterwards or whatever. But anyway, they made it Harris's show. And I debated him one time when I was in New York. And he's a nice guy. But, I mean, just crazy. But here's the deal. I'm actually going to try to debate him daily. Not daily. Once a week. And I may even try to tour and debate him. Because I can't find many people that are willing to debate me. This guy, he's crazy. You know what's funny? As you listen to that, and earlier we played a soundbite from Luis Gutierrez. Sorry, I'm having trouble catching my breath. And it was like, you listen to these guys and you, Trump is anti-immigration. He does not like Mexicans. He does not like this. And you go, and everything you just said is easily provable as a lie. That's how desperate it's become. The Democrats are so used to saying something over and over and over and over and over, and they say it, you know, 100 times, and finally it starts to resonate, and it's never resonating. They've been calling Trump a racist now for the better part of 2 years. It isn't resonating. The judge who Trump and he had the run in, he gave Trump the wall. So Democrats, they don't get it. They're like, this usually works. What's going on here? Who stole the funk? A friend of mine wrote a play once about a white dude who stole the funk from James Brown. And the white dude was going around the universe, you know, hey! And James Brown was all, I can't find it, y'all. Somebody stole it. The Democrats can't get anything to stick. They can't get their base riled up over anything. You want to know why? Their base is too doggone happy. So you got the 2020 election, and I touched on it earlier. And I'm going to go back to it because Trump just made an announcement about who is going to be running his campaign. He's made another superstar. But this guy, Zach Petkanis, wants us to believe that in 2020, Trump will win again, but it'll be because of Russian interference. In case you haven't figured it out, the Democrats are never going to give up on the Russians until we have people in prison that were part of the Obama administration who colluded with the FBI, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, fake Russians, the Podesta group, and a host of other people. Until those people are in jail, nobody's going to drop the Russian investigation. Those are the talking points. Stick to it. Even these crazy, they're indicting 13 Russians. All these changes going on at Twitter and Facebook about Russian bots. I had a guy send me a message. F you, Russian bot website, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote a message back and said, hey, bonehead, this is a human site here. I don't know what you're doing. Then he writes me back and goes, oh, sorry, Kevin, I was getting all this Russian stuff. And I said, look, dude, that is nonsense. The idea that Russians are writing to us and trying to get us to do something to change our minds, that is not going to happen on a conservative in not anywhere in the United States. We know what we stand for. So if you buy into the Russian hoax, then they're winning. It is a hoax. It is not legit. There are no Russian bots. And by the way, everything this guy that Zach described, well, they targeted black people for voter suppression. What that means translated in from Democrat, you know, stupid ease into regular talk is they went after the same demographic we did. And therefore, them going after it makes it, you know, targeting and trying to suppress the voters because they're telling them the truth. But when we do it and we lie, meaning the Democrats, when they do it and they lie, well, that's just us talking to our base. They're spending lots of money in battleground states versus what? Spending money in red states? What do you think the Democrats did? Did they spend lots of money in California or lots of money in Massachusetts? Of course not. They got those locked down. They spend money in Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. And for the record, all those states should be blood red. Blood red. Here's what I can tell you. If you want to do a little thought exercise, take the big cities out of every state. You don't even have to take two. Like, for example, in Texas, you don't have to take Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, or Austin. Just take Houston or take Dallas out. If you're in Ohio, you don't need Cleveland and, Toledo or Cleveland and Cincinnati. Just take Cincinnati. If you're in Illinois, take out Chicago. And if Chicago's too big, you could get away with two smaller ones, say like Springfield or what's right on the outskirts, Rockville, something like that. Probably not that, but certainly Springfield, the what they call it, the center, the heart of Chicago, capital. Take it out of Illinois, I should say. You're in New York? Take out New York City. Oh, you don't want New York City? Okay. Take out Rochester and one of anywhere there's a big college and university and anywhere close to the population. I mean, obviously New York's a big city, but you get what I'm saying, right? Take them out. You take those out. We are the reddest place on the planet. And by the way, the safest place on the planet. Take them out. But what do? We concede the cities. We don't even fight for them. We don't run candidates. We don't run opposition research. We do nothing. We concede the cities. We're looking into a project right now that's going to go after academia. Biggest project we've launched in my entire career that's going after academia. And I'm telling you, it's going to be eye-opening what you learn about all these different folks, all these different institutions and systems that are in place to stop you. So, you know, Zach, he can come on here and talk about what the Republicans are doing. What does he think it's going to do? We are doing exactly what the left does. And the only thing is, President Trump does it better. He tapped Brad Perscale, a towering bearded political consultant described as a genius by the Washington Post, who's going to lead his 2020 reelection bid as a campaign manager. I started this story earlier and didn't finish because I went into what Trump had done to make sure that no matter what they say about him at election time, while the Democrats are still jockeying over who they want to be their candidate, Donald Trump will be getting equal time all across the board. He's got this guy already in 2018 looking ahead for the digital strategy and what he's going to do. And let me tell you, all Zach has to do is manage the back end. Donald Trump will manage Twitter. He will talk about his record. Because the media is not going to say anything about it. And he's just going to rely on us to help him. He's got it all. Remember when Barack Obama in 2012, when the race was up for 2012, he had a track record. And it stunk. First 4 years of Obama were horrible. He'd increased the debt by well over $5 trillion. Unemployment was through the roof. Consumer confidence down. I think we'd lost our credit rating. It had gone down. We had the welfare rolls expanding, you know, by millions. He couldn't bring jobs back. His foreign policy was a disaster of monumental proportions. He had scandal after scandal that he now says there weren't scandals. We had the VA. We had Benghazi by this time, right? We had the IRS scandal that had already been developing because that was the reason they were pressuring the conservatives was we were putting too much pressure on them to not get Obama elected in 2012. So he sanctioned the IRS. He weaponized them against us. They were shutting down the media, on and on, scandal after scandal, even threatening to put journalists in jail. Fast and furious. And he says everything was good. He had a good administration during that time. But now Donald Trump's got a stud, Pascal, top digital operations guru, back on the job.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Crazy world out there. Crazy world for lots of different conservative. You know what's cool about being a conservative is that we don't think of ourselves as men or women or black or white. But I'm going to tell you, you go on the left and you find out the craziness of the world over there. Jeez. We talked earlier about Purdue University saying, you know, man is bad. There's a university right now, I think it's the University of San Diego, that is saying they've got a class on how to impeach Trump. That's the I guess, you know, like how to get away with, you know, convicting an innocent man or something like that. So they've got a class dedicated to how to impeach the president of the United States. Can you imagine? I want to ask you this very simple question. Can you imagine a college or university doing that with Barack Obama as president, and he actually deserved it? Can you imagine? Let me tell you something. I think Obama's policies were the worst. I think he was the worst president in history. If a college or university, I don't care if it was Liberty or whatever, I'm talking about conservative universities, offered a class on how to impeach Barack Obama, I, and I believe most of us, would be up in arms. We'd say, that's a waste of our money, a waste of the money for parents who are sending their kids to school to study how to impeach this president. Now, if you want to do it on your own dime, that's one thing, but to do it as a curriculum, if it's a political science class, it says, if, you know, let's figure out how to impeach our president, you know, a president in general, and we use Obama as our, our example, or Trump as an example, maybe. But I didn't read the story, but from what I hear, it's just yet again academia saying, we don't care about conservatives. Jimmy Kimmel just said the other day, I think there's no limits to what you need to do to go after conservatives. No limits. Man, I tell you what, when these guys need us, and this is what I've always said, this has been my mantra for life. When people are like, you know, oh, Kevin, you think you're something. Because that's what, generally speaking, it's a leftist who will tell you something like that. Like, you're doing okay in your career. And then somebody else will come up and go, yeah, man, you think you're something. No, not really. I'm just doing what I do. Nah, you think you all diddy, you all bourgeois, whatever. Let me tell you, almost to a person, when that's happened in my life, that person's needed me. That's right. They come back, hat in hand. You know what, Kev? I'm sorry, man, and I didn't realize this the other night. And I just look at them and go, yeah, remind me what you said the last time we talked? I don't even pay attention to these clowns anymore. That's what the left does. They want to transfer guilt onto you. They can't be happy until you have been made to feel like they feel. That's what it's about. Anyway, I want to get through a couple things that we've been wanting to get through today. And one of them is, I played a clip from Luis Gutierrez, who called Trump an ethnocentric, essentially a racist, and essentially said all he likes is Europeans. He only wants people over here who are white, which I jokingly will tell anybody, if I ever have to get excommunicated from the United States to a country, it will not be a country of color where I go. I will go to a country that is dominated by white folks and let the chips fall where they may. Anyway, I wanted to play this other clip because Jorge Ramos, who's a journalist for Univision, and a guy that just really likes to get on TV because he thinks he's hot, and maybe he is, you know, looking. But here's what he had to say about immigration in the United States.
It's not easy to be an immigrant nowadays in the United States. Many immigrants feel that they
illegal are... Illegal immigrant, Jorge. You mean illegal immigrant. You always do this, and it drives people nuts.
No,
illegal
first of all, I don't call them illegal immigrants because no one is illegal in this world.
What do they call them in Mexico?
They're simply undocumented immigrants. And the fact is that it is increasingly difficult to be an immigrant in this country. Donald Trump has made this a hostile, dangerous nation for many immigrants, undocumented and documented.
Latino unemployment is at a record low. It was 4.8% last month. That was the record low. Now it's 4.9%. That's not a good statistic for you. What do you want it at 2%? That would be nice. I'll take that too.
I think that's positive when it comes to economics. But how about if you're a family whose father or mother has been deported? How about if you're one of the people that the Trump government has arrested? The arrest in the Trump first year are 30% higher than in the last year of Barack Obama.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. I'd like to answer that question for Jorge, if you guys don't mind. But what it means, if you've been targeted by Donald Trump, you probably are a bad guy. The father who's been deported, you probably were dealing drugs. You're probably doing something illegal. You probably committed not only the crime, the immigration crime that you committed when you came over illegally and brought your children, your dreamers, but you've also committed some other crime. Donald Trump's been very selective about the initial phase of this immigration wave. And I think it's great. But I like that Laura Ingraham, you know, corrects this guy and says illegal immigrant. And then you get to hear his take. His take is, I don't believe that there is any such thing as illegal. There's no illegal citizen around the world. What about Mexico? Well, they call them undocumented immigrants. No, they don't. They call them illegal. They put them in jail. Then they send them back across the border to El Salvador, wherever they came from Central America. They do not accept them. But Jorge doesn't want to talk about that. Laura Ingraham could have pressed him and said, well, hold on a minute. Let's look at what Mexico does and gone on. Was it good TV if she did that? I don't know. Debatable. I would have watched it. But it bugs me that that's what these people do. All day long, they make up excuses. But what about the father that did this? What about the mother that did this? What about these that did this? Way? Jorge, let me ask you this. What about the taxpayers who foot the bill? What about the person who loses a job? What about the kid who doesn't get that scholarship? What about the person who has to wait another hour in the hospital in agony because of the long line of other immigrants and on and on and on? What about those consequences? They don't bring them up. And it's weird to me why they won't. It's not weird. I know why. Anyway, I want to move on because this was an interesting case. And I want to play this clip. It's completely off the subject, but it goes on to show you more about leftism. Look at what gets blamed when a person is murdered, okay?
A defense team in Colorado is attempting to blame acne medication for the murder of a 20-year-old woman. The Longmont Times Call says 15-year-old Aiden Von Grabo is accused of stabbing Michaela Grote to death with a hunting knife on November 18th. However, his attorneys are saying the acne drug Accutane played its own part in the murder. They're petitioning to call a psychiatrist as a witness at an upcoming hearing, who could testify that the drug can cause aggressive behavior. A judge did rule that the physician was not relevant. However, if the case goes to trial, it's possible he could still take the stand. Grabo also allegedly had a hit list and is facing charges of attempted murder for Grote's younger sister as well as two others.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you, I didn't read that story. I saw the clip. I got the, had my producers get the audio, and I immediately said, here's a perfect example of leftism throughout this entire story. You only heard a snippet of a story, and you heard leftism defined, described, drawn out, put in Braille. Everybody can understand it. Deaf people heard that. This is a crazy kid, made crazy by leftism. He goes out after, we're talking about probably indoctrinated in some school, got fixated, who knows, got no help, probably called the FBI, called the sheriff, said, I'm going to go kill people, said how he'd do it, put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pepegram, and all kind of grams, and then probably went out and got himself some drugs, certainly, what's it called, something cane that goes into his acne medicine, kills a young girl in the prime of her life, was plotting to kill others. And his lawyer says it was the zit medicine. That's what did it. Now, I'm going to tell you, having gone through puberty myself and been in military school with an all-boys school, I'm lucky to have survived it. I remember one of the Senator Mingdon, I went to school with his son. Senator Mingdon's son, I forget his first name because we called him Mingdon, but this dude had more zits, and he took pride in popping them in front of you. I'm not trying to get grotesque, but it was weird. But I can't imagine how his roommate may have felt knowing that this dude had that kind of zit, the zit medicine he needed. So get this, folks. They're trying to use this as a legitimate excuse for a kid committing a murder, stabbing a young girl to death, and potentially stabbing others to death. If this isn't Kennedy-esque, I don't know what is. Don't be surprised if this kid grows up to be a senator from Massachusetts one day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.